Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. Oftentimes, friends and clients will reach out to me and ask me to help them generate creative ideas to help them tap into opportunities or to overcome challenges. I actually have a small group of professional friends who do the same for me. Today, Nick and I talk about one such reach out from our mutual friend, Mark. Listen in as Nick responds to my ideas with one of his own. It's a concept I never heard of. I bet you haven't either. Check it out. I got a call from Mark on my birthday while I was in Maine.
Oh, nice.
And he shared a concept with me that I really found moving. And the concept is he's trying to create an event where he can invite five friends that he knows and really loves to his space and ask them each to bring two friends that they know that he doesn't know, but that they really love to this event and have a 15-person get together. But he wanted to orchestrate some part of it to, so people wouldn't feel awkward. We'd have some kind of, so he wanted to talk to me about kind of gentle icebreakers and some things that people might be willing to do in this kind of an environment to get to know each other. And I thought it was just this really loving concept that he's putting into the world to say, let's get people back out together and talking. It was the only reason that I would have called him while I was on vacation on my birthday but he was like, I need your help with something. And so I was like, oh, let me see what you got.
And so I gave him my idea, I bet.
Which was your
trust punches.
Yeah. That's not a thing.
What?
That is not a thing.
No, I want it to be a thing.
Yeah, well, guess what?
You close your eyes and you trust that I'm not going to punch you.
I
think it's a very powerful exercise.
So the prize is you don't get punched.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a prize because you go through this whole period of worrying that you're going to get punched.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like a prize. It's like, you know, although if you
How
work,
relieved are you if you're not punched?
What do you say?
How relieved are you if you aren't punched?
Yeah, but how long do I have to wait before I realize I'm not going to be punched? It's like them saying a hurricane is headed to the coast, but we don't know when it's going to arrive. See ya.
No, because the hurricane might actually be there. So,
okay, well,
30
you just
seconds.
Trust punch.
Oh, yeah, no, you could get punched. You're right.
You actually.
It is like a hurricane.
Some people, you can't really trust not to punch you.
Yeah.
You know, I've done trust falls in the past, but I never really thought they were a good idea.
No, they're terrible.
Because I want to vet the people who are going to catch me. One, to make sure they're strong enough to catch me.
Right.
Two.
Hey, bro, how much can you bench?
Let me see right now. Let me see, get down. Yeah. Give me 25. I was at the eye doctor yesterday getting
Brag.
Some new, Frank, I am because
yeah, Patty, the doctor just for my eyes.
Patty ordered these. You have one too, optometrist. She ordered me these really cool glasses that I really love. But while I'm sitting there, there's a very heavy set man, and he literally shattered the chair that he was sitting in. These are not quite as sturdy as the chairs we're sitting in, but I felt my chair after this happened, thinking I'm not a small guy. The sound of it sounded like a tree snapping in the woods. It was so loud, and he was so embarrassed because it just went wobble, wobble, crunch in this loud crash. And I'm like getting up to try to help him up, and he's like, it's going to take more than you, man. And he was right. He was heavier than I could lift. So I just let him flounder there for a few minutes and then just walked away.
All right. So no trust falls, no trust punches,
and
any
no,
other suggestions?
No
you
sitting
to
in
Mark?
Chairs at the optometrist,
yeah.
I guess is what I'm saying.
No, but what other suggestions did you give Mark?
I gave him, I talked to him about some random questions, fun, just, you know, I talked about secret codes. Just having a little name badges that have your name and have a little secret code with things that represent you in your life, numbers, symbols, letters. You know, it might could be heart, P, T, C, I, A. And it would be, I love Patty, I do Tai Chi and improv, and I'm an artist. You know, that kind of thing. So there was that. There was no trust. It's funny because I got so wrapped up in the trust punch thing that when you said Mark, I'm like, which Mark are we talking about? I know a lot of Marks. I actually do. Not as many as I do Nicks, apparently. But it was a really lovely conversation. And I get my point in it was I loved his heart for wanting to do this. And I kind of wish that I had better things to offer him for that kind of a thing. Because I feel like it's a lovely thing to want to facilitate people's ease of interaction and engagement and to get some people really out there again.
Yeah.
Because cocooning is a thing.
It's just easy, and it's easy to just kind of wrap yourself up in work too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just be like, any spare time I have has to go towards work. And it's like, well, you're not going to work well if you don't have these outlets.
And the other side is this, having just experienced a death, a serious death in my family, it's like you go to think about what people say when they're dying, right? And there's documentation from hospice nurses from many different organizations talking about the fact that people only talk about regretting things they didn't do.
Right.
And they don't talk about regretting not spending more time at work and stuff like that. And
I never finished The Wire.
Okay.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. Live your life without regrets. I think that's the point that Bob and I are trying to make in this episode. And also, live your life without regrets when it comes to trust punches. Because you're going to look back and go, why didn't I try that? Nick had such a great idea that I should have tried that. I would have been closer to that person, whether it was me closing my eyes or them closing their eyes. And assumedly, I don't know if that's a word, not punched them or not gotten punched. Just try trust punches. What? I mean, just try it. Next person you see, say, I want to do some trust punches with you, my friend. Have a great day.